Tiffany says with federal emergency management officials coming to assess the damage, more will be known if the blowdown rises to the level of being able to receive federal disaster aid.
They'll be reporting back with Wisconsin Emergency Management to Governor Evers, and he'll make the call whether to make that request to the federal government.
Tiffany chairs the State Senate Committee on Sporting Heritage, Mining, and Forestry and says the depth of the damage is amazing.
The estimates I'm hearing is there's enough wood down in this region as a result of the storm blowdown to provide our mills with wood for 2 years. It is a tremendous amount of wood.
Tiffany says he hopes the agencies move quickly.
I've really been encouraging both state and federal government to really get after this. And I'm really hopeful that the U.S. Forest Service, which has some very high-value hardwood, that they expeditiously clear those forest roads so that we can get at that high-value hardwood. Because if it's not harvested real soon, it's going to lose its value.
The National Weather Service reports the worst damage was associated with a macro burst, a large downburst of straight-line winds that affected a large swath from Pelican Lake in Oneida County southeast through Langlade and Oconto counties. Thousands of trees were snapped or uprooted, resulting in damage to hundreds of homes and cottages. The damage path was about 60 miles long and about 10 miles wide at times. Winds were at least 100 miles an hour in the hardest-hit areas near Lilly in northeastern Langlade County. Ken Kral, WXPR News.